Well, as we've been telling you, there is a new health unit, the Southeast Health Unit, which is covering a wide area, including our listening area. And I'm very, very pleased to have with us today Dr. Peter Oglaza and Dr. Lena Lee. Now, that last name, Dr. Lena Lee, will sound familiar to you, of course, our medical officer of health for the last few years, and now the deputy medical officer of health with the new health unit. And Peter Oglaza, you are. The CEO, is that correct? Medical Officer of Health and CEO?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, thank you both for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
No problem at all. So this merger took place on January 1st, and it merged the agencies of Hastings, Prince Edward Public Health, Kingston Frontenac and Lennox and Addington Public Health, and of course, Leeds Granville and Lanark District Health Unit. So we're very pleased to have you both here today. We'll start with you, Dr. Lee. Dr. Lee, who is now the chair of the board, and what is the board representation for the LGL area?
Yeah, so just to review specifically LGL, we do actually have four representatives from our previous LGL Region Health Unit on the as four municipal representatives who are now part of the new health units board as well. So that's Reeve Richard Kidd from Lanark County, Mayor Richard Jones representing the county of Leeds and Granville, and then Councillor Peter McKenna representing the town of Smiths Falls, and Councillor Anne Marie Coyner representing the town of Gananoque. Now for Smiths Falls and Gananoque, it is actually part of a four municipality split. So City of Brockville and the town of Prescott as well are part of that, and they rotate every 2 years. So right now it's Smiths Falls and Gann, and then in 2 years it'll be Brockville and Prescott. We also do have from previously representing the LGL board, a provincial appointee, Stephen Bird, who is one of the six current provincial appointees for the new board as well. And of course, the newly formed board met in the new year and passed a bunch of bylaws that were critical for the existence of the new health unit, and also elected to the chair and the vice chair now. So the chair is Jan O'Neill, who is the county of Hastings or mayor for Hastings County. And then the vice chair is Judy Greenwood Spears, who is representing the county of Frontenac as well. So lots of new faces for the board, but actually not terribly new in a lot of ways, because the board members have been meeting over the past year and a bit to get to know each other and also to work towards a merger. And so although some of these names will be new to our listeners, all of them do know each other and have gotten to know each other over the past year, and have been working together as well.
So, Dr. Oglaza, first off, welcome to 88.1 MyFM. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you very much for having me.
What changes can we now expect that the new agency is in place and taking effect?
So first of all, when we had a legal merger on January 1st, that's just to make sure that the new organization can be formed, that the new legal entity is formed as a creation of our legislation. But then behind the scenes, there's going to be a lot of work. There is a lot of work happening right now to develop new branding from for the Southeast Health Unit. So that's going to take several months. And in the meantime, you'll still see the existing logos. You may see the existing advertising materials from the former health agencies. Also for the public, the same ways as they were interacting with their contacts at local public health, they will still remain the same. So until that new branding, maybe new phone numbers, things like that, until that is developed, all the existing ways remain the same. You will also see, public will also see some of the legal documents that will be released using the legal document of the new Southeast Health Unit. There's going to be always reference to that this is the new creation of the legacy of the three legacy organizations. But in terms of the way people interact with their primary contacts with their service providers through public health offices will remain unchanged, and hopefully we will be able to make sure that this is as seamless as possible for people receiving services until we have more time to fully integrate, and until people will start seeing some of the changes, some of the improvements, some of the different ways of doing things as a result of the merger. But that's later down the road. In the interim, I do we I do would like to ask the public to be patient with us, and we do all appreciate your understanding and patience during that transition time as we build that new brand.
It's also very comforting because we saw this, especially during the pandemic, how closely the health units all worked together before this merger. These aren't strangers, and it's been in the works for quite a while. So, Dr. Oglaza, it must automatically have a comfort level that is very encouraging.
Yes, absolutely. It's such a very important point that this is the merger of health units that already has a have a an established pattern of working together, as something that now is going to be enhanced by the merger. So this particular merger grouping really makes sense. That was part of a lot of discussions and deliberations, but we did come with that that was done at the board level, at the three board level at the time. That this is the grouping that makes sense. This is the grouping that already provides that. Larger size. We know that the organizations, large organizations in healthcare system, they have more capacity, they have more ability to respond to any surges of demand. And we know that sweet spot for the size of organization is determined by the size of population served. We know that that's somewhere between 3 and 500,000 people in this organization. We're already at 500,000. That's already the critical mass that's been mentioned in number of reports dating back to the first SARS crisis in 2003. So that's really the consequence, the recommendations from all of those emergencies in the past, is that larger organizations of this size, what we have right now, are the most, that's the most optimal, that's the most efficient way to respond to any emergencies, to plan, to have that capacity. I think that's really at the core of what this merger is all about.
And of course, we're talking the way that you're expressing. That's like overall, Dr. Lee, we still have a great focus on local programming. People don't need to feel like, okay, everything's being controlled out of Kingston now. No, there are still offices in our region. There are still programming that is dedicated to the people and catered to the people in our listening area, correct?
Absolutely. And that's such an inherent part of public health. You know, the specific services that we provide, oftentimes they're for the community, they're in the community, our staff come from the community. And one of the things that I want to highlight, you know, a little bit of to as evidence of things being stable, is that our offices are staying the way that they are currently, and also to just let people know that they can still come to, you know, the offices of the health unit that you've been going to for some time, you can continue to go to, and we're still there. So, for example, our addresses are staying the same, the phone numbers, and our social media accounts and websites. So those will certainly the website and social media accounts will probably change over time because they're still actually branded for LGL, and we'll be coming up with new branding. So certainly please continue to interact with us the way that you have been in the past, and we will let you know when those things change. So the websites would at some point a new website will be created, we'll start redirecting people, there will be a sort of change process. But in the meantime, all of the great public health work that we do as an organization is going to continue. Our staff are going to still be in the same roles by, you know, every once in a while we've had some people shift to the merger office, for example. So a little bit of change, but all the frontline staff doing work, all that frontline work is still happening. If you've been seeing a family home visitor, for example, under Healthy Babies, Healthy Children, you'll still be supported by the same people. Our inspection staff are still out there holding the same inspections. Our immunization staff still have clinics. Health promoters are still working with communities and partners. Lots of stuff is continuing. We will, as Dr. Oglaza mentioned, have changes, improvements over time. We're looking at the scale of a number of months, sort of in maybe half a year or even in the scale of years for some of these changes. Really wanting to take our time and be methodical to understand what is best for the community, what best serves the community, understanding that it may be different for different communities. That is all very clear to us. It's certainly clear to our board as well, and is one of the success parameters that we're going to be looking for as this merger process.
And Dr. Oglaza, I'll leave the last question to you, sir. It seems to me, and it's not really a question, it's just I'll get you to comment. It seems like you're putting together a dream team. It's the best of the best. You're looking at what you have in each organization that is going to really improve the whole group as a whole.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think I couldn't say it any better than you just outlined. It is a dream team. We are the grouping that makes sense. We are sufficiently large to enable all of that extra capacity that's been always mentioned. But at the same time, as Dr. Lee mentioned, we do we'll still not too large to lose any of the strengths that we had as individual organization, meaning being well connected to our community. So that is the principle for the merger, but in terms of the team, we are building a dream team. We are a dream team, and now we are able to operate within the umbrella of the same organization. So any of the previous barriers that we would be experiencing to have that collective impact in our communities are now gone because we are one organization where we can plan and deliver services the way that makes most sense. So this is truly an exciting opportunity for Southeast region, and really, this is a very unique opportunity to transform how public health services are delivered in our combined communities. We've seen that from the historical perspective, the last time we had a change of this magnitude would have been decades ago. Leeds Grenville Lanark District Health Unit has been around since 1947, and probably 1950s, 1960s is where the changes happen in the KFLA, the Hastings Prince Edward, also decades long history. So that also indicates how long has it been since the last transformation of this magnitude. So this is something that's truly a once in a generation opportunity, and we are all very excited that we are part of it.
Yeah, and it's as a resident, it's very exciting as well. It's certainly very comforting to know that our healthcare is improving. We talk about the best of the best, and I got to say this to you, Dr. Oglaza, if you're going to take something from Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark, the website name healthunit.org. I mean, it doesn't get any easier than that. We talk about it every week. It's so easy to remember. That's just my suggestion, but anyway, thank you, Dr. Lee, for continuing these conversations with us. I know you're going to thrive in your new role, and we're very excited to be able to talk to you every week.
Yeah, I'm pumped and I look forward to continuing these for the years to come.
And Dr. Oglaza, a pleasure to speak with you here, sir, and we look forward to those conversations with you and other people within this organization as we get to know more and more people in the coming weeks and months. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
It's another Community Spotlight here on MyFM. We're so happy you joined us today. My name is Bob Perot.